Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Here we are in the Canal Side Lounge with our new friends, Hillsong United, everybody.
Hey.
So excited. Hey.
First, let's meet them. Say hi to Joel first. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
You're an OG. So you're original, huh?
Does that just mean I'm old?
No, that just means original member.
Doesn't that mean original gangster? Well, is that what that means?
Original gangster, but...
You're the original gangster.
Yeah, so you're original.
I am. It's not gangster. It's gangsta.
Oh.
Yeah, gangsta.
And then we got Taya. Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Your hair is beautiful.
Thank you. Definitely needs doing, but thank you.
I know two Tayas, and they're both beautiful.
Taya Kyle?
Kyle.
Uh-huh.
And this Taya.
And Taya Smith.
Both Taya. I'm two for two with Tayas.
We also would like to say hello to Jad.
Hello,
Jad.
My hair's good as well, right?
Yeah. It's good. That's probably what I'm going to go with next
JC
time I cut my hair.
JC is having hair envy right now.
I want to have Joel's hair, but I'm not getting there.
You don't want my hair.
So I'm going to go with Jad's.
I'm having a recession. I would take his hairline any day.
I feel you, dog.
I see.
And then we also have Dylan. Congratulations on the marriage, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We put all the newlyweds at the back.
Yeah, we're all.
Oh. Everybody in the back is newlyweds?
In the last, what, 2 years?
Yeah. 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 months.
Wow.
You guys had like a marriage boom.
Yeah. Special
and
time. Very fruitful.
Comes after that.
So you guys have your album out, Empires, and you're on the Empires tour.
Yeah.
You guys are going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Little sleep?
Not much sleep. No. Yeah. Crazy.
It's so exciting. I watched, you know, I haven't been fortunate enough to go to one of the concerts, but to watch the videos on YouTube, it's so inspiring. You know, I mean, it must be just an electric feeling to be in that audience every night.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I didn't really know what it's like to be doing anything else, I guess, but like what we get to do is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
People sing, and we try and write songs for people to sing, and so the whole experience is less about us performing and sounding awesome, although Tay does a great job of it. And everyway kind of, you know, sing.
Yeah, we sing
once.
A lot of the choruses in my church. They put the words up on the screen so we can, you know, pretend we're in Hillsong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We try.
How'd the band get started?
We kind of started, like actually a lot of bands kind of, we started just playing music in our youth ministry.
Yeah.
Just in high school and whatnot. And we've been playing, doing that for a long time. That's basically how we started. And we've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe too long to mention the number right now, but yeah, so that's
2 years
doing the same thing, you know, kind of never imagined that we'd be still doing it or whatever's going on today. But
I mean, you're traveling the world.
Yeah.
Is there more than one hill? I mean, there's like several groups of you that tour around all the time. It's not just one big Hillsong.
Yeah. So we kind of, I guess like Hillsong's a church, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a local church. And, we love creativity and the arts, kind of believe that the whole reason that God gave us art and music was to express, you know, the beauty of his message, love, grace, whatever you want to call it. And so that's what we've been doing. And so there's us, and there's a younger group called Young and Free that are it's a bit more like kind of electronic, kind of a lot of high energy type stuff. And then there's the old guys as well. They're the true OGs. And but we're right in the middle, somewhere in between. But yeah, it's good. And it's just, you know, people are different. And I think so, it's just different expressions of the same thing for, you know, different people.
And you guys have a lot of celebrity fans.
I
mean, you guys, like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, Scooter Braun, all those people love you guys and love your church.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever wanted to like reach out to Justin Bieber and be like, hey, Biebs, come on and let's do a song?
No, we don't want to deal with that drama. Like, try to keep people's eyes fixed on the Lord. I don't know. I mean, look, it's funny. I think because we're, you know, we've got the church in New York and so made like just friends with a bunch of like just people who are doing amazing things. And I think people feel like they can come to church and just be themselves for once. And that's the idea. So we try and avoid, you know, kind of crossing those lines too much. But yeah, Justin has offered many a time to get up and sing because he loves it. But I think it's just best he sits in the pews and sings.
Yeah. Let the OG handle it.
We got this. I got this, B.
I said, dude, I see you.
Do Christian bands have groupies?
Absolutely.
Like girls chasing tour bus, saying, hey,
it's
call
wild.
Me.
You know, our tour bus driver, we were talking the other day, he drove NWA on like the whole tour.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. And we were like asking him stories. It's like, it's pretty similar to this, isn't it? It's like a little bit different. But
well, there's no weed smell. But wow.
A little bit different.
No guns and stuff.
That's interesting. Do you find people try to like stand up taller and talk a little cleaner around you guys? Or because you seem so approachable and you make almost like religion and Christianity seem like, you know what? Some people think they have to, they're not good enough, you know, and they have to clean up their act, but you make it seem so approachable that people let their guard down around you.
People definitely apologize for cussing.
Yeah.
And they're, oh, I'm so sorry. That must offend you. And we're like,
yeah, you just feel like saying as you were.
Right.
It's okay.
Just do what you do, man.
I'll be honest. I caught myself when I was in the room. I was talking to Joel and I almost dropped an F-bomb and I caught myself. I was like, freak, man. I was like,
but the see, they is, make it's you like better.
That makes me feel comfortable.
When you guys are on tour, who fill, because you guys have roles in the church, who fills in for you guys? You guys have like backups? Like, right, yeah. I'm gone for like 2 months.
It's like a Broadway production, you know, like this, what do they call them?
Stand in?
Understudies? No, there's not at all.
We have a pretty massive team at home. So, you know, in Australia alone, there's the creative team's made up of over 3,000 people.
Wow.
So, wow. There's a lot of people, but in a funny thing in saying that, we still need bass players. It's crazy.
You need bass players.
You need a bass player.
Because everybody wants to be lead guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'll learn the bass, guys.
Yeah. We got a spot for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Slap the bass, man.
Slap it a bass. Yeah. You got it.
Joel, is it your brother doesn't want to be in the band, Ben?
My brother?
Yeah.
I don't know. He wanted to be in the band. Like when I was growing up, we went and played piano and he was terrible at piano. So they put him on a saxophone and that was the worst idea. And then like, you know, me and my family would be like, Ben, you need to go and like start, you know, practicing your saxophone. And he would go in the other room and we'd just sit there, just entertain for the next 25 minutes while he tried to play Tequila Sunrise. It was just God awful. So I think when he worked out that we were having fun and he never picked up an instrument again, but.
And now he's a pastor.
He's probably more talented than me, for sure. It's just, he got his dreams were crushed as a kid, you know?
So. Is he younger than you or older?
Yeah, he's two years younger, but he was bigger than me. So it made for some good, you know, backyard brawls.
Yeah. Who won most of those?
I did, but mainly because of my, like,
Asian
wit
experience.
And manipulation, yeah. Like, that an older brother can bring, you know? Like, he was stronger than me, but I was smarter than him.
Funny.
It's good to hear that brothers can still fight and be friends after.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all about knowledge. I tell the story all the time to them, but my sister used to lock me in the bathroom.
Right.
But the lock was inside the bathroom with me.
Right.
But she'd tell me I was locked in the bathroom. So it's smart. She's just smart. I mean, that's, or I'm stupid.
I told you to stop telling that story. Sure.
A little bit about, yeah, that happened until he was like 19.
It's like, wait. Oh, I can.
I can get out. I'm not locked in. Oh, anyway.
Will you guys please perform a song for us?
Yeah.
I believe you guys are going to play Say the Word.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Say.
I'm just excited to hear him play.
Say the word and there is light. Say the word in depth.
Oh, no.
Sounding great to me.
This is good. I'm just going to take a swig of water.
My bad, guys.
That's funny. It's like
I just sat out of the corner of my eye and he's like...
He's going...
God, yeah. Hi,
hey, man.
Okay. All right. That's good practice. From the top. Good now?
Yeah. Looks like a young Elvis.
For your word never reaches turns void. Written in a billion skies, speaking to this heart of mine. All that I am with all creation, hanging on every word that you've spoken. And it will not be shaken, clinging for life to all your promise. Kept through cross and grace, over words of stone you spelt out love. When you say it is done,
pretty. You guys have had 11 live albums, 4 studio albums. Which one's your favorite? Do you like the live albums or do you like to go in the studio more?
Oh, I mean, a live album offers something.
Different energy.
Yeah, different energy. I think there's something special about that. But I do love the creative process, so I enjoy getting down.
Each one has its creative benefits, right? And yeah. The live projects, you get to kind of add that visual aspect,
yeah,
and which is really interesting. And I think it helps kind of complete the package.
Yeah.
But in the studio, yeah, you can definitely be creative and push kind of the boundaries on what you would do where you couldn't do that live. So
right, wow,
no mosh pits or anything like that.
No.
You'd be surprised. Stupid,
thanks, Al, for that question.
Are you coming tonight? You'd be surprised.
I mean, I know the songs they sang today were, real mellow, but y'all have some high energy.
Yeah.
I mean, really gets jumping in
there. We've got a guy in our crew named JD. He has long hair like Dave Grohl, and he jumps.
Oh, he looks more like a mix between Skrillex
and
the comedian.
Oh, yeah, Russell Brand.
He looks like Russell Brand.
He's a cross between Skrillex and Russell Brand, but he's like an athlete with his dance moves. So, I mean.
And he just gets lost in the music and you guys let him?
Yeah, you guys would just have to witness it.
It's carnage. It's been broken bones.
Well, if you want to watch Hillsong United, what's the website so we could check out the tour schedule?
Yeah, hillsongunited.com.
And follow them on Twitter, at Hillsong United. You guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's a pleasure having you.
Very
you sound
much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
thank you. Give it up for thank Hillsong United, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. We still had to see how our boy Justin did with Hugh Jackman one-on-one.
All right.
I'm sure he did excellent.
Well, that's what he does. He's an interviewologist.
Celebs just seem to love Justin, so why not? Getting a lot of cool messages from Kid Nation on the text about Hillsong.
Yeah, you can text us at 800-543-3548 anytime.
Loved hearing Hillsong on the show this morning. What a nice surprise when I get in my car. A lot of people are calling it a nice surprise. What a beautiful surprise to turn on my favorite morning show only to hear my favorite Christian band. I love Hillsong.
Nice.
And here's something we didn't know. We've sang Hillsong songs in Spanish in my church back in Honduras. I love them. They are wonderful.
They are wonderful.
Or Hillsong.
Very cool. That's how you say Hillsong,
Hillsong.
In Spanish? In
Hillsong.
Spanish? Hillsong.
Hill canción. Yes.
Got it.
You can watch the video of the interview, too, by the way, at KidNation.com. We also have the video up from the Blue Man Group when they came in.
You can watch the whole radio show on Kid TV.
You can.
Yeah.
And then we post videos afterwards of all the performances. Carly Rae Jepsen was on yesterday. They're all up at KidNation.com if you missed those. And Blue Man Group was cool because they don't do this. They came in here with a full setup and everything. They
first set time up ever.
The night before, you said?
Yeah. When I was leaving work on, I believe it was Thursday afternoon, I saw this big 18-wheeler. I'm like, oh, 18-wheeler. Yeah. Don't see that often around our building. And they're getting out and there's instruments and stuff. I'm like, that's for Blue Man Group?
It was really cool.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Because I had a bit of a conflict.
Okay.
There's a woman that contacted me and wants back in my life.
Uh-oh.
Like hit me up and was like, hey, I'm back. And
is she hot?
I want you back.
Is it a baby mama situation?
No, it's not a baby mama situation. I've been with my wife since college.
Well, in fact, had that one scare.
That was a different Jose Chavez. Believe it or not, it was 8 years ago, I got a letter in the mail from
New Mexico
saying that I needed to pay child support. Mm. I had never been to New Mexico, but it turned out to be a different Jose Chavez. No, none of that.
Is DNA required?
No.
Okay.
No DNA. Well, kind of, I guess, in a way. DNA is thrown out there.
Okay. What else, Kelly?
See, I know what it is, so I'm trying to play dumb.
Right.
No, don't play dumb. My hairdresser, my old hairdresser.
Your barber.
From years ago. Hairdresser. She's a hairdresser. Oh. You don't call her a barber.
Black guys have barbers. Y'all have...
See, barbers cost like $20. I'd rather go to a barber.
Uh-huh.
Hairdresser's a little more expensive, I think. I think the title gives you more price. Okay. Is that true?
No, I think it's a cultural thing. Black people have barbershops. I mean, I guess white people have barbershops too, but I think...
But they're fancy.
Yeah.
We have a cocktail lounge.
We have a movie named after our barbershop. We call it Barbershop.
Right. I want to go to a barbershop. Maybe I should try that. But my hairstylist that I had for years moved away a couple years ago to New York.
Okay.
And so I found a new hairstylist, and we became friends. And this has been my dude.
Yeah.
This is who I go to.
It's a relationship.
But
he's responsible for what's been happening on your head the past 2 years.
My choice, yes.
Well, I'm saying he's responsible.
And I've loved what he's done with my hair. But I got contacted the other day by my old hairstylist from years ago, and she said, hey, I'm back, and I need you to come back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, I was with her first.
Yes.
And then I'll have this guy. I don't know how to be ethical about this.
You don't have to be ethical. It's your hair. You choose who's best.
But I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
One better than the other? Or
no.
Do you like one better?
Take it from a girl. You're going to hurt feelings. It's it's the most finicky situation we get into.
Because I can't decide. They're both equally
as... You just stop calling one.
Equally
that's
equal
it.
As well. Yep.
You just stop calling
There's
one.
There's ways to handle it. You can have the breakup conversation.
Nope. Just
or
don't ever call again.
I think if you're satisfied with who you have now, I think you stay with that
person. With the current?
I think
Yeah, that's my call.
Because she was telling me, she's like, you need to come back to me. And I said, but
why?
I can't because I'm already with this other guy now.
Right. Yeah, that person left you.
They don't like when
you found someone else.
You play each other either. Because I ran into that situation because I had a girlfriend that was doing my hair. And she did a great job. And it wasn't for lack of her doing a great job. But then someone else wanted to do my hair. So I would go back and forth to give them both equal attention.
Yeah.
But neither of them like that. Mm-hmm. because they feel cheated on, like they're fixing someone else's work back and forth.
Here's what I was thinking I would do. I would, you know how you girls pre-eat? Jenna says you pre-eat sometimes when you go on a first date.
I always pre-eat.
You pre-eat.
Yes.
What if I pre-cut? So I go to my current hairstylist and let him pre-cut me. And then I get a little bit longer up top. Oh, and then I go to her. And then,
oh, Jason.
Because I don't want to hurt the feelings.
Dude, stay with the one you got. Love the one you're with.
It's like
stay with the one you
having
got
an currently. Affair, taking a shower, and going home to your wife. You can't do that.
Dude, I had a guy. This is kind of funny that you mentioned this because just yesterday, I get a call from my guy that used to be a backup dancer with Vanilla Ice. Right?
Okay.
The guy that used to shave me at Art of Shaving.
Yeah.
And I was with him for 2-3 years, maybe. He shaved my face every Sunday at 12 noon. He left to go be on Vanilla Ice's TV show, whatever it is.
House remodeling show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back.
And you have a new beard guy.
And he's got a different place.
Uh-huh.
I have a new guy now that shaves my face and has for the last 6 months or so. And so my first guy that did it for 3 years, and I love him. He's an awesome guy. Hey, man, I'm back. He took a picture of his business card, gave me the address. And you know what my response was?
What?
Okay.
That's it.
He let me know he was back. Okay. I have a new guy now. In my same old chair, which makes it even better.
Right.
So, I mean.
So you never go back to the old then?
I'm not going
to
say you never, but that person left you. Like, if I got my current guy that I'm using now, if he's not available, if he's out of town.
If Vanilla Ice decides, hey, I want to do another show.
He would leave you again.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'd take Al's new guy.
Well, there's no ethical way to go. I just got to break up with the old one.
Well, you don't have to break
up. Don't ever call them.
Don't get back. Don't rekindle that old thing because you got a new thing now.
But we already have communication going.
Oh, wow.
If your sixth grade girlfriend that you loved called you and said that you loved this girl, but she left and moved to Spokane.
Yeah.
And then you met Kenzie and y'all married, got two kids. Now a sixth grade girl came back from Spokane. Oh, JC, I've missed you
so much. Excellent analogy. Yep.
I've missed you so much. I've thought about you every single day. Are you going to leave Kenzie and Kaysen and Chloe to get back with sixth grade girl that you loved before you even knew Kenzie? No.
How's sixth grade girlfriend looking?
She's hot. Smoking hot.
No, I wouldn't leave my wife for her. All right. I'm breaking
decision
up.
Decision made?
I'm breaking up with the old one.
There's no breakup.
I'm not going back.
To stay with what you're doing.
I'm not going back.
If you like him, then just sit and just be like, sorry, he's been doing my hair and I'm happy now.
That's my dude.
Why did I mention Spokane? I've never even been to Spokane.
Yeah, why'd you say Spokane?
Where is Spokane?
Is it Spokane
Washington.
Or Spokane?
Washington, right? Washington State.
Yeah.
I've never been to Washington State. I have no idea why Spokane just popped in my head.
Seattle's gorgeous as well.
Yeah. Never been to Washington State. Well, Spokane just popped in my head.
Maybe next year on the Raspberry Road Trip, we can go to Spokane.
I've never been there.
I've never been to a west Raspberry Road Trip.
Yes, go west.
Call Mr. Raspberry and tell him next year we're going.
New theme song.
West. Well, I need to do that.
Since we're talking about Washington State.
Yes.
Have you heard what's going on in Oregon since we're talking about the Northwest?
No, shut up, Bend.
So there's this weird noise that's been waking people up in Forest Grove, Oregon the past few weeks.
Oh, did hear about this, yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody could tell where it's coming from.
Bigfoot?
Or what it is.
No, it's like a siren or a noise, wasn't it?
So,
I think.
It's like a whistle. I forget what the noise
I heard the noise
was.
On the news.
Everyone in the town's hearing it.
Yeah, I can't figure out where
it's coming from.
So they're guessing it's either train tracks, truck brakes, gas leak, forestry equipment, all kinds of stuff. But
radioactive.
All the utility agencies
Aliens?
Are saying it's not coming from us. This is the noise that people are saying wakes them up.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's I can't loud. Figure out what it is.
I think it's aliens.
It's got to be aliens.
Mm.
You would think after all this time they could figure out where the noise is coming from.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you just follow the sound.
If there's no train coming by, it obviously isn't the train track.
Or there's no train track. Yeah, I don't know. But that's weird.
That is so loud and obnoxious, too.
Is it wind? No, that's a signal.
It is a signal.
There's signaling. It's time.
Uh-huh.
That is.
There's got to be an explanation for it, but nobody knows.
Do you think if Trump is elected president, they'll build a ceiling to keep all the aliens out?
Said the Mexican guy.
Well, if you're going to keep my people out, you're going to let the aliens come in.
I'm going to build a cube.
I'm going to build a cube for the United States.
A sphere.
That is such a
weird noise. And it's at night.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Maybe it's a teenager doing something outside at night. I don't know if they would be able to track them down at this point.
You would think. I mean, you just follow the noise. But if it's, maybe it's like bouncing off of tree, I don't know, buildings, and you can't really pinpoint it.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out what that noise is, though.
It's going to be some simple explanation.
Or
it
aliens.
Always is.
Or aliens.
It's probably.
Well, aliens would be a simple explanation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's girls whistling at Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
Somebody
we
swatted.
Exhausted Daniel yet?
No,
we
I'm still about.
No, we have.
Please look up Damn Trash Can. There's a new one. It's pretty funny.
Damn the Trash Can?
They're, all, they're doing all sorts
can't.
Of bits
you
on
just
them.
Just leave the original alone. I don't want to do Trash Can.
But the Trash Can one's pretty funny. Damn, Trash Can. Back at it again with the black bag.
No.
Big Al Mac, you got some love from Cindy here from the text.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Big Al made sense.
Right?
Someone marked this down, and you did.
It was a great analogy.
Thank you.
Al, you're on fire.
Thanks for the assist, Spokane.
You need to go get more finger things.
More finger things?
Yeah.
Once a year is fine,
yeah.
Sir.
The next day you come in, and you're making all sorts of sense.
I pray for that every morning.
Woke you up.
Please, Lord, help me to make sense this morning. I do. Help me to be funny and help me to make sense.
They stirred the pot. You're wide awake.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We got part-time Justin and his sit-down with Hugh Jackman coming up in about 20 minutes.
Cool.
We got some questions here from the text. Do y'all have rules for your family trip? Like, no number two in the RV?
Oh, that goes without saying.
Oh, yes, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a code word, right? I need some Cheetos?
Cheetos, yeah. I need Cheetos.
No,
means...
but I say that all the time.
Right, well, we're going to be stopping.
Pulling over a lot.
Yeah.
I really
no,
need Cheetos.
No, but I really, like, literally want
you need to stock
Cheetos.
Up before we leave.
Okay. You wanna, yeah, we'll buy Cheetos so
we have
know.
To have a cooler full of snacks.
Flamin' Hot Lime, please.
Yeah, because if we have guests in the RV with us at the time, we don't want to be like... Hey,
we have nothing
guests?
To offer them.
Yeah.
So you have to have something to offer company.
We're going
to
have guests.
You might invite somebody back to the RV.
That's your RV?
Yeah, yeah. You know, VIP.
Are you guys going to... Like, what's the signal if I want the RV and I need you guys to leave?
Just put a bra on the door.
Ew. Like she wears one.
Yeah.
You have to think of something
that's
else.
That's true.
We should pick up one hitchhiker.
Whoa,
no.
That would be cool.
No,
guys.
I don't think Mr. Raspberry is going to help.
We have veto power.
Mr. Raspberry would love to help out a hitchhiker.
I don't think
he's a man who he's a man who would love to help people.
He does love to help people, but I don't think he'll approve of that.
My Uncle Red, the one that was the military intelligence, he picked up a hitchhiker once.
Yeah.
And the guy started like talking crazy talk, and he pulled over and said, "Get out of my car." He kicked him out. Hitchhikers, you never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes they won't get out of your car.
Yeah.
You got them once
or
they're in there.
Kill you. I remember that funeral at Florence Baptist Temple for a man that was killed by a hitchhiker. Telling you. I'm sorry. If you're in trouble, I'm not risking my life.
I've had great conversations with hitchhikers.
Well, you're not.
You know what? You bring your own. You bring your own vehicle, and you can pick up a hitchhiker.
There's plenty of us in there. We're going to be fine. But if you guys don't want to. We're talking about the Raspberry Road Trip, which kicks off on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night we'll be in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, we'll be at Rounders on the Strip. And then on Monday, Chattanooga.
Yep.
Chattanooga?
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
After they told me, I was saying.
Sean Connery.
I was saying Chattanooga, but it's Chattanooga.
Chatta.
Yeah, we learned that. We'll be at Sing It or Wing It, 5:30 to 7:30. And then Augusta, Georgia at Wild Wing Cafe, 5 to 7. And then we'll be at Myrtle Beach, Senior Frogs. Kel, you've been there?
I've not
Senior
been
Frogs?
There. No.
I have.
5 to 7? You I, have. You partied.
Don't remember, yeah.
Okay, good. And then we'll finish it off in Florence at Redbone Alley at the Florence Mall. Kelly, you've definitely been there, right?
Yes. I go there every time I go home to get shrimp and grits.
And then for those of us who stay, we have an appearance at church.
That'd be me.
Kelly and Mr. Raspberry.
Really? You have an appearance?
Yeah, she has an appearance.
We're going to church someday.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a scheduled appearance, but I will appear there.
The Lord is having an appearance.
Yes.
And we'll have you all along with us, Kid Nation, because we're going to be broadcasting live from the Raspberry Road Trip. So don't you worry. You won't miss a single minute of it. It's going to be tons of fun.
It's going to be fun going home. I'll see people I haven't seen in 20 years at church, you know?
Man, I wish I could have met Red Raspberry.
Well, he's
gone now.
Passed away.
The CIA
agent. You met Uncle Frank, Red.
You meet all Kelly's. I met like all of not all, but I met a lot of.
He
Kelly's
met Aunt Velma and my cousin
friends,
Cindy,
and
I didn't know there was a Frank Red.
Yeah,
Uncle
two
Frank
Reds.
Is the one that the city of Mullins calls Red for Red's used cars.
Yeah,
but he's Uncle Frank.
Is he the Frank's Red Hot?
No, I wish.
I'm just. Wondering.
I wish.
Because Red Raspberry was a legend in the CIA.
Yes, military intelligence.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk about it much.
Man, so cool. All right.
His aunt, like his wife, his widow is still alive, but she's not anywhere near where we're going
to
be.
You guys are more than welcome to come to my mini family reunion we're having. It's all getting thrown together after our Myrtle Beach appearance. Going to Pauly's Island. My entire dad's side of the family lives in South Carolina, and I haven't seen them in a very long time.
Yeah?
Pauly's Island, the hammock capital of the world.
The what?
The hammock.
Yes, they make the best
Everyone
hammocks there.
Everyone has like hammocks.
The underwear or the
banana hammock?
The hammocks that you hang in the trees and swing on.
Oh, I thought you meant the other hammock.
The Magic
Pauly's
Michaels.
Island hammock is the best hammock you can get.
Oh, maybe I should get one for my new place.
Yes.
Who's going to bring it back for me? Can I bring that back on the plane?
They'll ship it. They'll ship it.
Ooh.
And best news out of all, what? Kelly gets a free trip back home.
That's right.
Everything works out.
We worked this out very... You don't think my daddy didn't have that in the back of his mind?
The Raspberries know how to save money, everybody. And they also know about love. And that's why we do this bit called...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
I like this one, Kelly.
Good.
You are the love expert.
Thank you.
My boyfriend and I will be celebrating our one-year anniversary next month, and I bought us tickets to go see his favorite band out of town and make a weekend of it.
Nice.
The issue is he wants us to stay with his best friend, which means sleeping on an air mattress in his friend's living room. This weekend is meant to be a getaway to celebrate us. I'm not opposed to hanging out with his friend when we're there, but that's not a problem at all. But to sleep on an air mattress at his friend's place is not romantic. He says it would be cheaper, and we would be able to go out and do more things in town. My question is, should I just reserve a hotel without clearing it with him first? I know staying at his friend's will make him happy, but I also know staying at someone else's place on an air mattress in a living room will not make me happy on our anniversary weekend. Help me, Clarissa.
Yeah, I would just, I would just surprise him and say, this is happy anniversary, and do like a little anniversary package where they do like the bottle of champagne in the room to make it special. Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's what's hard when you get out of, she's young probably. When you get out of college and you're kind of an adult, friends still want to sleep on each other's couches. And I have some girlfriends that are fine with it. I am not.
I'm not.
I value sleep. I want my own private room. Yeah. I want a hotel room or a guest bedroom at a friend's house.
If
would
it's
be fine.
Not a guest bedroom, I'm fine with. I don't want to be.
I don't want to be on a couch or on a floor.
No.
Futons are pretty
Guys are fine with it.
Just surprise him. As long as it's not costing him money. That's what he's worried about.
Yeah, he's cheap.
That's it.
Yeah.
He just wants to have money to go out and drink beer and stuff. He didn't want to pay for the hotel. So if you're willing to suck it up and pay for it, I have a feeling he'll be just fine with it.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Just spend some time with his buddy and then go home and go back to the hotel.
She sounds cool with that.
Ba-doom, ba-da-bing.
Solid.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So... my boyfriend is looking to change his career and wants to start schooling for massage therapy.
Oh, lucky you.
I am having a hard time feeling comfortable with the idea of him rubbing girls.
Oh, but he's going to be rubbing you.
No, they don't want to go home and rub people after
they got to practice.
I know it's a very professional job and nothing would happen, but I think my biggest fear is that his mind would start wandering away from me. Should I speak up about it or just let him follow his new career path? Sincerely, a worried girlfriend.
Oh, don't be worried about it. I mean, the odds are he's probably going to be, I've never had an unprofessional experience getting a massage. I know there are certain parlors that are unprofessional, but I've been massaged by men and women, and I've never felt like, well, maybe it was more me. I've never felt like a man was attracted to me.
Well,
but I just don't think that it's such a professional business, and I think a lot of massage therapists are offended at the notion.
Exactly. They are.
This is a classic example of the woman being worried about
nothing
stuff before it even happens.
Yeah, massage therapists, especially like that's good money. This is a stressed out society we live in. I think it's great. And you get to be his guinea pig.
Yeah.
As he's learning new techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when he's been working in it for like 10 years? He does not.
Well, that you're projecting 10 years down the road.
Oh, you just want it now. Yeah, yeah.
No, you need to not say anything. You need to support him on this.
Exactly.
Have you ever been hit on by a massage therapist? I haven't.
I have not.
Not even close. Jenna?
At least not in America.
Jenna?
I have once, and it was uncomfortable.
Wow.
There was just some great hand grazing where there shouldn't have been. And it's a very uncomfortable situation because it's such an intimate situation to begin with.
Because
you're not wearing anything. They're rubbing parts of your body that are very close to intimate parts that don't need to be rubbed. You know, that kind of thing. So you're never really sure if it's like an accidental. But I didn't really say anything. And then the guy ended up getting fired from the spa where he worked because a lot of women had reported other things. So I kind of was in the clear there.
Seed.
But there's always a bad seed. But in my experience, and massages are my favorite thing, like spa-wise, never, other than that, had any kind of inappropriate experience. And a lot of my guy friends have said the same about women. And this, you hear stories.
Yeah.
But It's usually a very, people that like to give massages are professional.
And everybody getting a massage isn't a supermodel 10 on the scale of 1 to 10. You know, he's going to be massaging all types of bodies.
If they're naked.
It's usually working it people, matter. Man. I mean, people are working
part,
hard.
Yeah.
It has to be a super point. 10 if they're naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come some massage therapists will massage your butt, but others don't?
I don't think it I've ever had a butt massage.
If it's a sports massage.
Yeah.
Honey, I've asked for mine to be massaged.
I like
I've done
it.
Too many squats.
It hurts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The most painful, I was in tears. I decided to do the Jillian Michaels DVD workout. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm going to go all out. I could not walk the next day. And the next day was worse. I called and got an emergency massage. And she did nothing but work on my legs. I was in tears.
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I like the painful
and
ones.
She rubbed on my butt. Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah.
I think she put some elbow into it. I was in pain.
Mm-hmm. That too.
My wife said she just went and got a massage a couple of weeks ago. The guy was wearing shorts but no underwear, she said. And she said she
couldn't focus. The guy massaging her?
Yeah, the guy massaging her.
It's like, why are you naked, man?
Yeah, he was just wearing shorts with no underwear. And I'm like,
okay,
what?
You know,
That's
she's not
weird.
Concerned that her she's not concerned her boyfriend's a perv. And that guy's, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
Like, it's just, and she's like, I could tell because.
Okay.
On your
we
leg.
Don't need. We can. You know. We get it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married my high school sweetheart, and after 16 years together and 2 kids, I went through some things, and I sadly asked for a divorce. Don't get me wrong. There was no infidelity, no abuse. I just felt like we were more friends than lovers. Long story short, he was crushed, and I moved out. Fast forward 9 lonely months later, I have realized how stupid I was, and I miss him. I've asked if we can try again on several occasions, and he said he will never feel that way again about me. Lately, we've been hanging out with kids, doing couple stuff, even a kiss and a bit more.
Ooh.
I just don't know what to do. We obviously still have something there, so why is he still saying he doesn't want to try again? Lonely girl.
He does. You just have to earn his love and trust back, and it'll never be the same, unfortunately. No. But you can just keep showing him you love him and you're there for him. And if it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So just keep going the way it is, and hopefully one day it'll be his decision that we need to put our family back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, women go through this phase where it's not romantic like it is on this TV show I watch every week.
Yeah.
Why can't my life be like that? Well, life's not like that. It's life true. Goes through boring spells.
That part of that life had a writer.
Yeah.
Exactly. They wrote it like that.
I mean, you just,
And if you feel like
you think the grass is greener, and then you realize, oh, Lord, no, what have I done?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At least he's...
You know
like
what?
Showing you signs that he's willing. But yeah, it's a lot of damage you did to a man's ego.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, once you damage the ego, it's hard to repair that.
Water your own grass, then it'll be green too.
There
totally.
You go, yeah. Al. Look at you making so much sense
Boom!
This morning.
Man,
but I would just say,
true.
Stay the course. Just keep dating your husband.
Yeah.
Keep dating him and showing him that you really love him. And if you really are interested in him, you'll be happy that, you know, this is what you have for now. I'll be happy you have that.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 26 and my husband is 33 and we have a beautiful son together. We've been married for 5 years and they've been rough. We met and dated for only 4 months before getting pregnant. Then we rushed into moving in together and then marriage. We've always had our issues and couples therapy did help a bit. However, things have changed for the worse. I just learned my husband racked up $30,000 in credit card debt during our marriage and kept it a secret for 5 years.
Oh,
I found some files he had hidden and he didn't have anything to say, but I forgot about them and I was too embarrassed. The accounts are closed and have not been used since 2011. I feel betrayed more than ever and do not see him the same way. He's a wonderful father, has a full-time job now, and does provide for us. Generally, he's a good husband, but this secret he kept is killing me. Please help in love and in debt, Michelle.
Man.
Well, it sounds like he is done with that. Like, that's in the past.
It's in the past.
In love and in debt, yeah.
So he is trying to fix it. And as long as, I mean, he's
making
trying
payments,
to fix it.
It sounds like she didn't get some specific.
It's a bad secret. Finances do destroy relationships. But it sounds like, unless I'm hearing that wrong, that's in his past and he's working to correct that.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
So
like
if he's working to correct it and you're working together as a couple to, hey, you know, for better or for worse, get out of this situation, then I wouldn't throw the marriage away.
No, not for 30.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. A lot of, how many women hide purchases
work.
And mad money from their husband? I mean, this it's just the flip and she found out about it. How do you think some men feel when they find out their wife's been doing the same thing?
Honey, I bought a boat. last year.
Yeah.
For the family, though.
So it sounds like this isn't an ongoing problem to me. It sounds like he's stopped it and he's grown up
like
and
it.
He's trying. That's what it sounds like. So you have to, unless you want to destroy your marriage, you need to put that in the past and work towards your future, your financially sound future together. That's my advice. But if you want to dwell on it and ruin your marriage, go ahead. That's your business. But I'm telling you, if he's truly done with that, I wouldn't throw your marriage
That's
away.
One of the main reasons for divorce is money issues.
Finances. Yes. Yeah.
Finances.
But, you know, when you're hiding them, now you got two problems. Okay, money problem.
Yeah.
And I hid the money problem.
Who knows what he's going through at the time, you know?
Yeah. That's in the past.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well done, Kelly.
If
Raspberry.
It's in the present, then you need to go get some counseling again.
Definitely.
And see a financial, like a Dave Ramsey type to help you get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
If he's actually working towards making it better. But if he continues to hide it from you, I wouldn't go down on a sinking ship.
No. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have it all set up for you right there. We'll hopefully get to it next Wednesday. We'll be on a road trip, so it'll be on the road.
Yeah.
Love letter to Kelly. Maybe a couple live in person. I don't know how
right.
we're going to go
Maybe
about
so.
That.
Maybe so.
That'd be pretty cool. Coming up next, our boy, Justin. He's done pretty well with his interview so far. He got to hang out with Hugh Jackman and Taron Egerton. And from what I'm hearing, Justin sang to them.
He sang to them?
Yeah, I didn't
know he was a singer.
I don't think he is, Al.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's hear that interview next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We had Hillsong United stop by the show earlier. If you missed it and you didn't get your day brightened by them yet, you can go check out that full interview at KidNation.com, along with Carly Rae Jepsen and the Blue Man Group. And if you want to be having that big smile on your face, Justin's here to help with that.
Hello, I am back by popular demand.
Part-time Justin, yeah. Formerly known as intern Justin.
He's full-on working now.
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Justin, you are now a veteran when it comes to celebrity interviews, I would say.
Yeah, I'm so comfortable with them. They're just normal people.
So far, your first one ever was Tyra Banks.
Yes, oh my goodness.
That's where the scream came from.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That will live forever now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tyra mama. Yes, she did. She did good.
And then your second interview was with who?
Was with Marco.
That guy from...
John Magaro.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Heart. What was that movie
The Big
called?
Short.
The Big Short.
The Big Short.
Big Short. Yeah.
And now we shot you straight up to super mega star status.
Yes, you did.
With Hugh Jackman.
Yes, Hugh Jackman. Wolverine.
Hugh.
It was so good. Tonight and nice to meet him.
You were excited about this when we asked you about it because you love Hugh Jackman, right?
Yes, I'm a big fan of the Wolverine and the claws and just his face.
Yes, a man.
I can't wait to hear this.
And taller than you expected, right? We always expect actors to be short little things now.
He was all right. He was average size, I guess.
No, he wasn't. He was like 6'2", 6'3".
I didn't think he was that tall.
How tall was he?
Was he sitting?
He was taller than I was in my heels.
Well, here's the thing, though. I didn't get to know. I didn't get a lot of time with Hugh Jackman, just to let you know, because this woman in front of me doing the interview took freaking forever.
What? Who's
a
this
lot.
Woman?
She took forever. She,
call
yeah,
her out.
Yeah, yeah.
Call her out.
I'm not going to call her out.
No, you should
that's
call
really
her
mean.
Out. Who
but
was
she, we're all given 6 minutes, but she decided to take some selfies with him and then ask him about his life.
You're not allowed to do that in junkets.
And they're all giving me the finger, not the middle
the whirly
finger,
bird.
But the whirly bird. Yeah, like they're like, wrap it up. They're to her. Anyways, they're like, wrap it up. And she's taking forever, and she's ignoring that finger. You're not supposed to ignore that finger.
Is it a TV
finger.
Lady?
Yeah, it was a TV lady.
Oh, TV lady.
And then
how
they open
you?
The door, cool. And there she is taking selfies, and they're like, Justin, we don't know if you're going to have enough time to take
that's not
to
fair.
Do this thing. And
that's
I was
not
like,
fair.
I was like, I've got
Who
one
was
question.
It?
I've
Who
got
was
one question. What's her name?
Yes. Say it.
I don't.
Shame
I
the
don't
devil.
Remember. Nah,
she
I don't
took up your time.
She did.
What's her first name?
She made
name?
National TV.
She made name? National TV?
Yeah, she did.
What's her first name?
I don't know.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
why are you
know.
Trying to protect your.
Why are you protecting her?
You're protecting the enemy.
She ruined your interview.
I know. And the people. I don't know. I don't know her name.
Yes, you do.
She
now
was.
You know
I'm gonna look back at your text.
All right.
All right.
She made me so angry.
Justin's too nice to call her out, but we'll
then,
figure it out.
So I get my one strong minute with Hugh Jackman, and I don't get to really enjoy it because I see that whirly bird. Yes.
Yeah. So here's Justin with Hugh Wolverine, jacked up man.
Mm-hmm. So you is that letting me go now?
Yes.
Okay. So
Justin.
What did he do?
Okay, I know what channel she was from. You didn't know her name, but you knew her channel.
Yes, I did.
You start every interview like that, and it's hilarious. Dude.
Thank you.
Go now.
Does that mean I'm supposed to start?
All right, here we go.
So you is that letting me go now? Yes. Okay. So y'all two, and it's Egerton.
It's Edgerton.
Edgerton.
Thank
Edgerton
you.
And Hugh.
I love that you asked. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're welcome. So y'all two became best friends
y'all
with
too,
this
I
film.
Love that.
Y'all two became best friends like Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez after this film. So I'm
good
wanting
analogy.
So I'm wanting to know what did you guys, through that friendship and that bond y'all created, what is an interesting thing that y'all found out about each other through that time of filming?
He is ridiculously talented, but for me, unbelievably funny. I was in hysterics most days. Sometimes you see some bits in the film of me absolutely losing it, but all the time. We had so much fun on this, and yeah.
They are my favorite moments in the movie. It's where you crack up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you never know what to expect when you work with someone that you have admired and known for a very, very, very long time, and I don't want to get too soppy, but it's such
yeah, come on, give us some tears.
It's such a joy when someone, you know, exceeds all your expectations, and Hugh has such a reputation for being a great guy. The fact that he outdid his reputation tenfold is the nicest thing I can say about
him. Oh, wow. And singing too.
You gave me the Taylor Swift analogy. This
yeah. You both can sing, right?
If you saw the movie, if you watched the closing credits, that is Taryn singing that song. Gary Barlow wrote it.
That's right. Oh, wow.
And Hugh sings the backing vocals.
I sing the backing vocals.
Oh, I heard it just a little bit there, and then I heard just a little tweak about it, just a little bit. Well, because you are both talented singers, I was wanting to know if you could tell me how well I sound as a singer as well.
All right.
Ready? And I wrote it just for you, Hugh.
Oh, boy.
Hugh. I only love Hugh. What do you think?
I love the sentiment. I love the lyric. The lyric was amazing.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. Amazing.
It was the facial expression. You looked confused, and that's what was...
Thank you.
The,
no.
The pained. Obviously, that was the connection.
It looked like you borrowed the confused expression from my performance in Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because no one tells me I can sing, and watching Eddie the Eagle inspired me to tell me I can sing. But thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for meeting with me. Yes.
That's awesome.
Justin, why don't you write that song?
As soon as I found out that this moment would happen, I got to the guitar and started writing the song.
I thought you were about to break out in Hugh.
Hugh,
you got what I need.
Yeah.
I thought that's where you're going.
Hugh, light up my life.
Yeah, there's so many.
I know, but this was an original.
You went on your own.
I loved it.
And there was a moment of silence afterwards. They were just like, oh.
Who was the director, the older gentleman on the far left? Because he was cracking up
Justin,
when you said.
You didn't talk to him one bit.
I did not talk to the director at all. I didn't even know who the director was. And it's so.
The guy that signed
I wish
the
you would have said, and who are you, sir?
Yeah, well, here's what happened. At the end, I was like, man, I feel bad that I didn't even talk to the director. Yeah. So I pull him to the side and I shake his hand. I said, hey, I just want to thank you very much for this work. I love your work. Kingsman was a great movie. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and he touches my shoulder. He goes, thanks, but I didn't work on the Kingsman movie. And then walked away. I was like,
Justin.
And then I looked at the people behind me, and they were the other people who interviewed him. They all saw me, and their mouths just dropped. And then I was like, y'all weren't going to save me. They're like, it was too late, buddy. It was too late to save me from that.
Do me a favor today, Kid Nation. Go to KidNation.com and watch this interview later today.
So cute.
Their awesome. Expression when Justin starts singing is priceless.
Well, if you do have any fear, you don't show it. You seem fearless.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
thank
great.
You.
That's great, man. That was awesome.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is Whatever Wednesday, where we talk about things you may have missed, questions you have for the show.
Okay.
Or stories you saw and about and we haven't gotten to it and you want us to know about it.
An example, please, from Kid Nation.
Okay, we got this text right here that said, JC said nothing is off limits, so spill the beans on Kelly's birthday this year. Pull a Zed and Kesha and leak it. Okay.
Well.
So, we will talk about this, but we're going to do it on Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
We will spill a la beans on Friday.
All we can tell you right now is that it's the biggest birthday party Big Al Mac has put together for Kelly Rasmick.
Really?
Yep.
According to Big Al.
So something different than what we had discussed maybe yesterday off the air?
You'll find out Friday.
Well,
now we're still shooting for Backstreet Boys for next year for my big 3-0.
If you know the Backstreet Boys or anybody affiliated with the Backstreet Boys, Kelly wants them next year on the cheap.
Yes.
We want a favor called in for all my love and support of the Backstreet Boys over all these years.
Yeah, and don't worry. Kelly already reached out to Howie
on Twitter. Haven't gotten a response yet.
No response
yet. Step number one. This would be the most popular one we're getting so far today, Big Al Mac.
All right.
Kathy, welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Morning.
What's your question?
My question is, we cannot let Big Al off the hook for what happened with him and Dr. Girlfriend.
Amen.
We need to know.
Who said something happened?
You did the other day, and you wouldn't tell us.
You were in trouble a little bit.
A little bit.
Well done, Kathy. The question we've all been wanting to have an answer to.
Is that cleared up now?
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay, Kathy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Put on hold.
Yeah, she's on hold.
All right, let's take another call.
Ow.
Put Kathy on hold.
Our first two Whatever Wednesdays, it's the one's not till Friday, and now nothing?
Every once in a while, stuff is just too big to talk about.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Okay.
Hold on.
She's on hold.
People hold all the time.
Kathy, hold on.
Are you going to waste her time, or are you going to go back to her?
No, you just hold on.
Okay, I told her to hold on.
Oh.
Let's go with David. David, you want to thank the show for something?
Yes, good morning, guys. Shout out, JC.
Shout out, David.
I wanted to thank you guys because 2 years ago, and with Skid still was on air, I was laying in bed one night in my college apartment, and I was listening to the show, and I heard a loud bang outside my window, but because I was laughing so hard at whatever y'all were saying at the show, and because I didn't want to get up from my bed and see what was going on outside my window, about 20 seconds later, I hear another loud bang, and this time I hear glass shattering inside my room. And I immediately know what was going on, and I knew that a bullet had come in through my window. So I immediately drop on the ground, and about 30, 40 seconds later, I go out to the window, and sure enough, there's a bullet hole in my window.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah, and it wasn't like even a bad part of town. It was, like I said, a college apartment.
Yeah.
And the police came and everything, and they never knew who did it.
So you're saying if it hadn't been for you laughing at us, you would have gotten up to see what was going on, and you could have been shot.
Yes.
Whoa.
Ever since then, I listened to the show before then, but ever since then, I've wanted to call y'all. And I kind of believe that because I just stayed in my bed an extra 30 seconds listening to you guys.
Wow.
I avoided that.
Oh my God.
David, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad you're still here to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, bro.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Crazy Mexican Club, too.
He's a crazy Mexican.
Man, that's crazy. Okay, let's take another call here. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Hello, it's me again.
Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
I just want to make sure you're still there. You still holding?
I'm still holding.
Okay, one of our representatives will be right with you.
Do you have a question,
okay?
Kathy?
I want to know, was Dr. Girlfriend and Big Al?
Okay.
Okay, hang on just a second, okay, Kathy? Thanks for calling.
Put it all together, Kathy. Hold on one second.
Okay, one of our reps will be right with you.
Okay, thank
you. We're rooting for you, Kathy.
I wish we had music for Kathy.
She can listen to the show.
I don't think you can hear it on hold, can you?
I think you can on most lines.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you still can listen to the show.
Yes, you can. You guys had me on hold the other day.
Jenna,
I didn't know. I've never been on hold.
When Jay Farrow was here, Jenna was doing stuff.
Yeah, I was on hold. Yeah.
Ben, welcome to Whatever Wednesday. What is your question?
Hi. I was wondering about earlier in the show, y'all brought up Kelly's favorite number, 13, and I was surprised because that's my favorite number. And I was wondering, like, if that makes me crazy, but I mean, I know that was yesterday, but. what y'all's favorite numbers were?
Our favorite numbers?
JC's is 5. I know that.
Yeah, my favorite number is 5. I have it tattooed on my arm.
Mine's 13
because my parents were married on the 13th. I was born on the 13th. Boy, I was in love with the high school's number 13. I just love 13.
Yeah. Mm. And mine was, that was the number my uncle wore, and he passed away. And so I wore that number when I played football. So I have an attachment to it.
5's always been mine as well. It was my soccer number. I was born May. My mom's birthday's May 5th. So 5's, I just don't get as much attention for 5 because JC, it's like that's his number, but 5's mine as well.
I guess 2. I used to be married. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never heard you say that before.
Two. I really don't have a favorite number.
So number two.
I guess. But
I, you know, I like number twos.
That's what Al does every day at like 9:19.
Wow.
So, there you go, Ben.
Here
you asked
go,
and
man.
It was answered for you.
If you didn't have a favorite number, I think you would go with one. Why number? Why second place? Why two. Number two? Why not number one?
Number two.
Yeah. Speaking of, does that make me crazy? We have one from yesterday. We didn't get to.
Okay.
It said from the text. I put Jenna's face on my sexy time dolls. Does that make me crazy?
Oh my! Oh my!
You know what makes you crazy? I'm flattered by that.
You want to see a picture of it, don't you?
I want to see a picture of it, and I'm also what I think makes you crazy is that you say on all of my blow up dolls that you have plural.
Maybe you have parties.
All right. Send me a photo, please.
Yeah, we want to see
photos. I want to see what I look like on a blow-up doll, but thank you.
Okay, let's take one more call here.
All right.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Big Al.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm still waiting.
Hey, thanks. I want to thank you for calling, Kathy. And just because you're such a loyal listener of Kid Nation, I'm going to give you 3,000 bonus points.
You're on hold.
Unfortunately, we're out of time right now.
Oh, my God.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.